housing estate still missing allotments. Allotments promised to residents at Great Western Park in Didcot years ago have still not been delivered. Didcot West County Councillor Ian Snowden has highlighted the lack of allotments at the 3,300 home estate, which was completed about 4 years ago. It's the latest example of a lack of community provision for the large estate. Residents have been waiting a decade for a new GP surgery run by Woodlands Medical Centre. The medical centre appointed London-based Apsley Henley Med Limited after Assura's proposal for the new surgery building was deemed unaffordable. While plans for the centre now appear to be moving forward, Mr. Snowden is frustrated there has been very little progress with the proposed allotments. He posted on Facebook, "The first allotments were supposed to be delivered before the 1,000th home, the second allotments before the 2,000th home, and the final provision before the 3,300 home development was completed about 4 years ago. In August 2026, we are still waiting for the first allotments to open." Mr. Snowden said a photo of the allotments land close to Ash Way from 2023 showed a construction compound with rubble, machinery, containers and construction materials instead of a car park for the allotments. He added the latest officer update says remaining roadworks and a car park should start imminently, with the hope of achieving practical completion towards the end of September. There will still be the transfer of the land from Taylor Wimpey to the council, arrangements with the town and parish councils, and then the allocation of plots to residents. Mr. Snowden warned there was still no specific date for the delivery of the allotments, which would turn areas of underused or undeveloped land into attractive green spaces. Allotments across the town are already under significant pressure, with demand for plots outstripping supply, the county councillor added. Mr. Snowden said these new allotments at Great Western Park were supposed to help relieve that pressure and provide much needed additional capacity for a rapidly growing community. Instead, after years of delay, residents are still waiting, meaning the pressure on existing allotment provision has only increased. These allotments were not an optional extra. They were planned as part of the infrastructure needed to support thousands of new homes. They should have been relieving that pressure years ago. After thousands of new homes have been built, residents shouldn't have to wait years and years for the infrastructure they were promised. Developers Taylor Wimpey told the BBC in 2024, "We have completed all necessary steps, including submitting all relevant paperwork and soil testing results to South Oxfordshire District Council and the Vale of Whitehorse District Council." The company added that it remained committed to deliver the allotments to the residents as soon as possible.